Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to ActionsToProfitRadio.org. This is Earl Teach, your host from Troy, Montana, known as the Mountain Man. Folks, it really is a blessing and an honor to help people get paid each and every week. Now, one of the things I'm going to share with you on this very radio show is extremely crucial for your success. You know, there's a lot of things I can share with you, and the one thing that I want you to really understand is, from me, when I'm teaching you something, you will not always hear exactly what you want to hear, but what you will hear is the truth. And today's radio show is based on some very serious truth. Some may or may not get offended at what's being shared here. But as an entrepreneur, when you spend your hard-earned money to get started with a business, to become an entrepreneur yourself, and you rely on me to help you become productive, if I sugarcoat things to make them look fancier than they really are, when you find out that that would be a practice that I did, you would not have any respect for me. So rather than sugarcoat the things that are uncomfortable in this business, I'm going to come right out and spit them out, because you deserve that kind of success. Duplication, folks, is your key path to major profits. It's one thing to bring on a new business builder. It allows leverage and faster profits when the new builder has actions to profits that they can put into play on day one. You see, the whole idea is to shorten the learning curve that holds 97% of the new folks trying to earn in this industry who do not get paid. Yes, that's a huge failure rate, but please keep in mind, it's the most successful industry at producing money on the planet. Of course, it's going to have the highest failure rate. A lot of people in this industry get started with their home business, and the first thing they say is, I'm my own boss. This is my business. I'm going to do it my way. And you have every right in the world to do exactly that. Understand, though, there's a 97% failure rate because an entrepreneur who has never been an entrepreneur is going to dive into business and attempt to do something they have never done before. What do you think is going to happen? When you first learned to walk, didn't you fall down? You might not be able to remember that back, far back. Maybe you remember learning to ride a bicycle. You didn't get on that thing and start a race your first time, did you? A lot of people started out with training wheels. So do we have training wheels in the industry of network marketing and affiliate marketing and online business? Absolutely. The training wheels that allow you to catapult your journey into profits is called third-party validation. And if you do this properly, your first 100 attempts in your first 90 days of doing business, you will duplicate faster than 97% of the people that get started in the industry. Why? Because on day one, you're able to practice an action to profits that will actually put money in your business that day. So when you learn how to do those things, it's kind of nice. But what happens the majority of the time? Somebody gets involved in a new business venture, and they're all excited to be their own boss, and they're all excited to work at their own pace, which these are good things. But the problem is, you've got somebody with no experience trying to teach people with no experience how to have experience, the end result. Crash and burn 97% of the time. So what do we want to do to make sure that we have success like the 3%ers that are getting paid? We have to have that third-party validation in play. Why are the odds in our favor for that at O2 Worldwide, above and beyond the majority of places? Well, we have a call center. So you've got your personal coach, myself. If I enrolled you, or if somebody below somebody I enrolled you, you have access to my phone number, and you can use me anytime you want. You call me at 406-291-9190. Again, that number is 406-291-9190. Now, I do not want you to ever be afraid to use me for help. This is using your third-party validation. We're going to go into deep detail before this call is over with. So if you're taking notes, I highly suggest you got the pen and notepad out for this particular episode, because this is the time of year where we need to roll up our sleeves and buckle down on the actions that profit. Now, first off, I want to talk about coaching and coaches, because it's all over the internet. And a lot of people seem to think that the key to their success is by having that ideal who's made the millions of dollars, who has all of the secrets in the world. And I'm telling you, that's a very good thing to have. However, we have to look at the common sense approach to the industry. We need to recognize that there are three basic fundamentals to any business that has a product or service for sale. There are three basic fundamentals, and that's it. Those three fundamentals are prospecting for business, presenting the opportunity, and following up until the timing is right. So a couple questions if you're taking notes. When those are the three skills that put money in your pocket, if you are spending all your time on personal development and you're not prospecting for business, wouldn't that make sense that you wouldn't have new clients? Wouldn't it make sense that you would not have new volume? Wouldn't it make sense that you would not have money? So we've got to learn to prospect for people, whether we do it on the phone, whether we do it face-to-face, or whether we utilize the internet. There has to be a daily conversation with someone taking place somehow that can benefit from whatever product or service it is that you have to do business with. And if you're not talking to people on a daily basis, you're not doing the prospect, the most fundamental in this industry that you have to practice no matter what coach you follow. No matter what guru you study under, this is a basic fundamental that has to be practiced. So what's our next one? Presenting the opportunity. If you've never done the opportunity before and you just got signed up today, why would you try to rely on teaching somebody else something you've never even experienced yourself? This is one of the largest mistakes that ever gets made in this industry. If somebody gets signed up into the business, and it's a good thing to make a list, that's the first basic fundamental step. But when you start calling your warm market the people you know, the people who know, like, and trust you, and you start doing the explaining right out of the get-go, before you even answer it, ask any questions to determine if there's a sale to be made, you're turning this process into a nightmare that will not produce money for you. It will only produce headaches for you, and it will drive your friends and family to the point that they will avoid you like the plague. So how do we avoid that? We understand the power in third-party validation. We understand that we do not have to do the explaining. In fact, often the more explaining that we do as professionals, the less money that we make. And it takes people often 3 to 6 to 9 months of failing before they even catch on to that major mistake. So the point of today's radio show is to stop that process before it begins, or if it's already begun, we're going to nip it in the butt so you can become productive. So remember what I'm saying. How do you approach your warm market? Well, rather than call them up and convince them that you've got the opportunity of a lifetime, wouldn't it make sense to just have a conversation with them? Find out if there is a problem of more month than money. Find out that they are actually trying to do something to solve that problem. And whatever they're doing, it may not be working for them. But you cannot find these things out until you ask questions first. You've got to find out if there's even the possibility for a sale to be made before you try to make the sale. 97% of the people get into this industry and immediately go for a sale before they even qualify that there can be a sale made. Now, it's easy to do with our product and service because we have so many different ways that we meet the needs of the masses. Who doesn't need better sleep at night? Who would not enjoy less pain throughout the day? Who wouldn't want more energy? Who wouldn't want the ability to focus better? Who wouldn't want an immune system that works at its optimum performance so they're not on prescription drugs trying to get out of being sick all the time? These are benefits that are great. Who wouldn't want more money than month? So with our product and service, we know that we can meet the masses with a product and a system that's less than $2 a day to operate. So it's affordable. After all, people on welfare that are food stamp dependent can spend $8 a day times 30 days. That's $240 a month, cash money, while they're in poverty, using food stamps to feed their family with. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that what we have at O2 Worldwide is affordable. So when somebody gives you the excuse they can't afford it, it doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean that they're never going to be productive in your business. It means the timing in their life is not there for an entrepreneurial endeavor. You need to find somebody else to work with. So we want to avoid the 97% failure rate. The more explaining we do, the less money we make. We need to be able to show somebody a very, very simple path. So allow me to walk you through that path. First of all, you got to find out if there is a need, want, or desire for what you have to offer others. So if you just call them up and you tell them that you've got the best business opportunity in the world, where did you ask any questions that will identify a problem that your business can solve? You didn't. So what's going to happen? You're going to fail. So think about that. You don't want to put yourself in that position. So what are we going to do? We're going to communicate with people and we're going to ask the right questions. There's all kinds of questions we can ask, but the oldest acronym in the world to establish what the problem is can be spelled out as FORM. F for family, O for occupation, R for recreation, and M for message. And I always say message, not money. The message is always more important than the money. What's the message? How we can help them solve their problem. So that's what we do. When we connect with somebody, how's the family? How's work going? What are you doing for fun? If you could afford to do that more often, would you? What would your life be like if money was no longer something that you had to spend your time and efforts to attain? Those are the kind of questions that will allow a person to identify with you that they are facing a problem. And when you have that, you have an edge that will actually allow you to connect with somebody on a personal basis. I am sorry, folks. I can't answer this phone call in the middle of a radio show. But I want you to really understand what I'm saying, because it's really crucial that you recognize the right way to do business. The whole idea is to duplicate. Now, here's what happens. We get a hold of somebody and we find the problem, okay? It's either a health issue or it's a money issue. And once they bring that up, now it's time to go into action with our business. And how do we do that? It's very simple. You know, I am really glad that you brought that topic up. And I recognize that as a problem that you're facing. I don't have to be a special salesperson to solve that problem. The last thing I want to do is try to turn you into a salesperson. You don't want to be a salesperson, do you? And they say no every single time. And all of a sudden, the tension in their shoulders leave. If you're doing this face-to-face, you'll see them take a deep breath and instant relaxation. Now you've got your foot in the door. What are you going to do from there? What I want you to understand is there is a process to solving that problem, and it's going to take 20 minutes of information that I don't have to explain, and neither do you. It's just a solution to the problem that you just mentioned. Would 2 o'clock this afternoon or 4 o'clock this evening be better for you when you have 20 minutes in front of your computer with no interruptions? And now you set the appointment at an A or B time because you recognize the fact that it's human nature to want to say no to something. So let them say no to one time. Take that deep breath of relief. They got to say no and say yes to the next time. Now, what are they saying yes to? An appointment with 20 minutes of information that helps them to solve a problem. This is duplication. This will allow you to make money. So what happens when they get on the website? What website you send them to? Well, if you've told them you've only got 20 minutes, you want to get to the point and show them the solution without the fluff, we have a very get-to-the-point presentation that I personally give every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time Zone, and it's re-recorded, and it's put on there every week. So you can use this presentation live, or you could use the recorded version of this presentation. And the link for that is solutionswillprofit.biz. In 20 minutes, they know exactly what the product is. They know exactly what the business opportunity is. They know there's real people in their corner. And from there, we're going to take crucial step number 3. Instead of asking them if they're ready to get started after they've seen the video, we want to show them that they are not in business alone. We're going to show them that there are tools and people in their corner by showing them they are valued. They can't wait to take the next step. So how do we do that? Look, what's really exciting about the opportunity you just looked at is we have a call center or a coach in your corner, a phone call away, whenever you're ready to practice your actions to profit. Based on what you've seen now, what I want to do is get you in touch with my coach or the call center who specializes in wrapping a game plan that allows you to solve the problem that you've described with me. So let me get them on the phone right now. And then you make the 3-way call to the call center or myself. And what's going to happen at that point in time? Myself or the call center is going to know how to ask the right questions based on what you've just saw. Does that look like a business model that makes sense with reality to profits over hype? They always say yes. Great. What I want to ask you is, how many hours a week could you contribute to your own success in recognition that there is no such thing as something for nothing? Are we talking about 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 20, or full time, 40? What was it that you had in mind to contribute to your own success? And they're going to tell you how many hours they want to work per week. Great. That is wonderful news. Now, what you just told me is you've only got 5 hours a week that you can contribute to your success. Is that correct? And they say, yeah. So if I could show you a way that we could turn that one simple hour into a potential of $100, that's powerful to you. Wouldn't you agree? Well, yeah, great. You just saw what Joe did. Joe invited you to the website at 20 minutes with no interruptions in front of your computer. Is that correct? Oh, yeah. And after that 20 minutes, you went to the call center or came to me as the coach. And Joe's got you on the phone. Is that correct? Yes. Now, based on 5 hours a week, that's 20 hours a month, correct? Yes. Okay. So, based on what you've just seen, if we can expose this to 12 people over the next 30 days, which would, you're talking about having 20 hours of ability to work your business, we could walk through this process pretty simply. Do you think that you could schedule 12 appointments when somebody has 20 minutes in front of their computer with no interruptions, and then bring them on to the three-way call with myself as the coach or the call center, the same way Joe has done with you right now? Oh, yeah, I can do that. All right. In order to have enough samples on hand so you've got product in your hand on day one, I'm going to give you a sample of my product right now or ship it to you. And guess what? Your product is going to come in within the next 5 to 10 business days. And when it does, I want you to give me a bottle back. This way you don't have to wait for the shipping to have product on hand. Now they're kind of excited. They see a process that works. Now, obviously, the cost of doing business is being able to have this physical product on hand. The nice thing about the affordability of this pack is it's $199. That's less than $240 a person on welfare spends on cigarettes. So you don't need a fortune to make one, but you do need tools to follow up with people with, which is your actual product, so you can show them that you're concerned about them, not just wanting to make a buck off of them, and you're letting them know, hey, you've been on the product 2-3 days now. Have you noticed anything different? Maybe a little bit better sleep at night, less pain throughout the day, more energy. How is this product affecting you? Because you're important to me. You're more important than the commission I earned giving you the product. That right there shows them that you value them. It builds you into a relationship of know, like, and trust. And they're willing to keep doing business with you. But what's the most important thing about the third-party validation? They're looking at the action that was taken. I don't know if I could do what the call center does or what Earl Teets does, but I know for a fact I can do what Joe just did. Joe invited me to a website for 20 minutes with no interruptions to see a solution to a problem that I faced. After that, Joe did a three-way call with the coach. And what did the coach do? Showed a person a scheduled map of actions to problem solution, and they couldn't wait to get started. Now, what happens if they got started with that $199 pack? This process takes less than an hour to accomplish, and the company pays $100 commission on that. So realistically, I've just shared with you a very simple path using third-party validation that can turn your business into $100 profit. The question is, are you willing to break your comfort zone to make those phone calls? A lot of people are trying to make it all online without having to pick up the phone. And remember, there's a 97% failure rate for beginners in the industry. Why is that? Because 95% of the startup companies, actually that's been changed to 92%. 92% of all companies that start up today will be out of business within 6 months' time. They know that if they start for $100,000 and go out of business after producing $1 million, that they've got profits made. They don't care if the massive distribution force didn't make any money. What was it that they did to generate that millions of dollars? They offered the masses something for nothing so they wouldn't have to break their comfort zone to make progress. What happens? Only 3% of the people get to enjoy the success. So what do we do that's different? We don't promise somebody something for nothing. We let them know that they're going to have to break their comfort zone, but we're letting them know we have a path that has a real consumable product that will help the body naturally solve problems with no side effects. Where's the money being spent today? $10 to $30 a day, that money is being spent on prescription pills, working on the same issues with side effects, often worse than what they're taking the pills for. Are we a cure? No. Can we make claims? No, but we are an alternative with no side effects. Isn't that beautiful? So think about that. You are here first. You have the chance to work real hard for the next 3 months to position yourself into really good money. I cannot force you to build your business. I can't force you to make those three-way phone calls with me. I can't force you to use the call center when my phone number is busy. But I can show you a path that you're perfectly capable of producing profit with. The question to ask yourself is, are you ready to take that next step? If we can work together with you, which I can, I'm a phone call away helping you find people with our screen share tool that we have, is really simple. So don't be afraid to ask me for help. The whole idea is to help you duplicate. Because when you show somebody how they can get started this week on part-time efforts, they make $200 in less than 10 hours. They can't wait to do it again next week. But if you get them in this week for $60 and they go to the back office, they dive into 12 modules of training an hour apiece, and they've gone through 12 hours of training and done nothing to expose their business to somebody else, they get an email from somebody else saying, hey, I got a shiny new business. Just click on this link and the money's going to follow the word. Gosh, that looks easier than what I'm doing now. I think I'll do that. You see the pattern. Avoid the pattern. Duplication is your key path to major profits. Third-party validation with the power of the three-way call is going to help you to duplicate fast. Do 100 three-way calls in your first 100 days, and the money will hunt you down. You won't have a problem wondering where your income's coming from, and you'll have a process mass money follows your business actions. And that's what you deserve, folks. So again, your first 100 days, make it a goal to do 100 three-way calls with your coach, myself, or the call center. And you'll be real glad you did. God bless you. Congratulations for taking time to hear what works at actionstoprofitsradio.org. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow and invite people to the live presentation at 8 o'clock Mountain Time Zone tonight. We'll even post the link for you in our Solutions Will Profit Facebook group.